on the topic of like pesticides.
Hello, FBI agent. You can come back.
Come on back. We're talking about the real shit. The good shit.
Using pesticides
again
to poison it, and there's really like one reason I love this story.
Because it's Vietnam. DIY.
I love
so in Vietnam.
Yeah, I love how this story starts with. There's one thing I love about this story. So in Vietnam.
Back in Nam.
So I can give you a little preview of why this chemical exists. Is that in Vietnam, we created a whole, basically, horde of herbicides. Because Vietnam is quite literally
assholes.
A jungle.
Right.
We weren't really prepared to fight in a jungle. So they created all these herbicides to kill off the plants.
Just like, we'll kill it. That's Agent Orange. A lot of people have heard of Agent Orange.
So that's Agent Orange.
Yeah, I know that album. Frank
Ocean. So the main, like, chemical that's so toxic but was, like, an accidental byproduct of Agent Orange is called TCDD. And it's this huge, like, messed up chemical with a bunch of chlorine atoms on it. So you know it's going to fuck you up.
That's never good. Oh, no.
Yeah. This was created, and it caused a lot of problems in the Vietnamese people that we used it on because we dumped a large amount on them.
Whoops.
Flash forward to 2004.
Does it have a common name?
Dioxin. Dioxin. Okay. Dioxin is like what we call it. Now I'll bring you to 2004 Ukraine.
Oh, boy.
And Ukraine is having one of their most lucrative.
Don't you wish we were still in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. I pine for the days where we were still in Nam.
So Ukraine is having one of the most lucrative election years ever. I mean, at this point, its history is pretty short because, you know,
it's Ukraine.
Yeah, it's Ukraine. It was part of the Soviet Union. But these two candidates are head-to-head and, like, almost the first election round, the margin between them was so small. It was, like, 0.5%.
Wow.
And they had to do a runoff. So here's our two presidential candidates.
Battle of the Victors.
Battle of the Victors. Viktor Yushchenko, who's kind of like the new age guy and had all these crazy liberal ideas like, let's join NATO.
Oh.
So that's this guy.
Great.
And then there's Viktor Yanukovych.
Fun.
Sorry
to the Yanukovych
family. Yanukovych. Sorry, Yanukovych.
Sorry to them for butchering the name.
He was the opponent. And he was kind of more the, like, old-school Ukrainian guy who, like, liked to, like, have his riches and, like, lived lavishly. And everyone in Ukraine thought he just kind of, like, he was the prime minister.
Okay.
And everyone thought he was just, like, really corrupt and, like, living off the Ukrainian money. Like, he had this big mansion he was that guy, you know. So the Viktor Yushchenko was, like, the people's candidate.
Right, right.
So
that
right
never bodes well for your chances of surviving.
Yes. So right after the first election where they have to have the runoff because the vote is so close.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Viktor Yushchenko, the people's candidate, suddenly gets very ill.
Oh, no. That's never good.
And he's basically, like, he's slightly paralyzed. His face is, like, disfigured. He has what they call chloracne, which is basically when you get exposed to way too much chlorine, you get this, like, rash that appears on your skin.
God.
And it's all over his face.
It just looks like horrible, like, zits.
And it's horrible because he's, like, an attractive man. Like, he's a political candidate, so he's, like, you know, like, he's got that, like...
If he were ugly, it'd be less awful.
Yeah, well, damn it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you've got a guy
Look,
who
for
probably
some people,
it's
not a waste.
It's such a tragedy that this happened to one of our most attractive politicians.
I'm just saying, like, most politicians, you view them with a certain level of whatever.
It's like, fine if they look like a pimple monster face.
He's our pimple monster face.
Or they're already orange.
So he comes really, like, seriously ill, very, like, surprisingly. And this is why I told this story, because, of course, Yushchenko's party accuses the other party of poisoning him.
Probably right.
And their response
statistically
was...
likely.
I love this response. They were like, Yushchenko, oh no, he just had bad sushi.
Bad sushi.
Like that guy.
What?
They literally blamed it on bad sushi is why he got sick, and that there was no
so
poisoning.
So they poisoned
happened.
The sushi. They probably didn't even, like, try that hard to come up with that excuse. They were no, he really did have bad sushi.
To be fair, thinking about it a little further, I wouldn't eat sushi in Ukraine. When
Point.
The first stop I hit on my sushi world tour is not Vilnius over
it's
here.
Not
Wait, what's in... That's Lithuania. I don't know what's in the Ukraine. Kiev. Yeah, I'm not going Keith. To Kiev yeah. for fucking sushi.
That's what they say happened. Bullshit. But then later, they bring in this toxicologist to take a sample and to figure out, like, what the hell. And he takes a sample of this guy's blood, and it had 50,000-fold greater levels of dioxin than
lot.
In, like, the normal population.
How much does the normal population have of dioxin?
Well, you've got to think about this is Ukraine and this is an herbicide. So the normal population probably has like a certain amount.
Because dioxin is, so the thing about dioxin and like the class of compounds it related to is they're literally called POPs. It's persistent organic pollutants.
Oh my gosh, that was so ASMR. That was good. Do it again.
So they're called persistent organic pollutants. They persist for a really long time in the environment and travel globally. So you can like look at like the increase in these compounds in like human tissues over time. So like pretty much everyone in the population has some level.
Yeah.
In their tissue.
Fun.
So this guy had 50,000-fold greater.
So
and
abnormal.
They said that it was so the metabolite that they got was so pure and like undiluted that it had to have been synthesized in a lab. Like it was no way he got it in like an environmental.
Yes.
He didn't just. Yeah. You're not telling him he didn't just like not wash his lettuce before he made a salad.
He didn't like. Yeah. Yeah. This was not a matter of the seaweed wasn't properly washed before they rolled the sushi. Yeah. This
oh
was not
yes,
that.
Yes.
So wow. Here's the crazy thing. He survives.
This is the crazy. Oh my God. What?
Yeah. Yeah. He survives. And not only. Okay. So then he survives. And they have this runoff. Well, then the opponent wins the runoff.
Ooh, rigged.
But everyone, there's like all of these weird inconsistencies with the voting. And shocking. Basically they're saying that there's voter fraud because that's never happened in America ever. And so there's.
Don't make me curl up in a fetal position right now.
So there's this huge tension in the country because everyone's like, this was rigged. You poisoned our candidate and then you rigged it against him.
Also, you poisoned him with something that like wouldn't just off him quietly. Like you turned him into like a chlorine pimple monster. Like you were not trying to be subtle.
Yeah.
No.
Basically, there's so many protests and riots that they have a revote.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So it's called the Orange Revolution.
Oh.
So they have a revote and he wins. Yay.
Yay.
Viktor Yushchenko is the presidential winner of 2004. But his opponent later does win.
Whoops.
In 2010, he wins. And then in 2014, he's driven out of the country. And that was basically the real beginning of what we know today as the Ukrainian-Russian War.
Wow.
Yay.